Well, I want to wish you and family and friends, those who can't be here, but you in person, and by extension, those who you know and love, a blessed and very happy Easter, a joyous Easter. It is here at long last, and I send greetings to you on behalf of Father Carlos, who has the Mass up at St. Mary's tonight, the staff here, all those who work so hard to make this a lovely Lent and Triduum so far. So happy Easter. He's risen. He is risen indeed. What a great thing to celebrate and to bask in the Easter joy of this holy and sacred and radiant night. So here we are. You probably know, looking around, it's somewhat obvious. I was out walking a bit today, and it was clear to me, too, that it's dry in these parts these days. So dry, in fact, unusually so for the spring in Wisconsin, that it turns out in the last 24 hours, the DNR and the state officials and Washington County folks have issued a burning ban. So what do? In the face of burning bans, we light an enormous 8-foot bonfire out front of the church, which is awesome. Sidebar, you might know my fascination with fire. I was applying for the seminary. Joel, you should know about this, seminarian Joel here. You gotta take this really long, like 4-hour exam about why your head's messed up or not. And this question would be, are you fascinated by fire? I said, yes. I went home, spent the whole day going, they're not going to accept me, they won't let me in, that's it. I failed the entire thing because I said I was fascinated by fire. And my formators have regretted ordaining me ever since that whole thing happened, I think. Anyway, in the face of burning bands, people like myself who like fire in the Catholic world, we decide that, no, we're going to have a fire anyway, okay? We're going to have a fire anyway. It's what Easter requires. It's what our faith requires. Why? Because this night, among other things, we celebrate that burning ban or not, Christ is the light of the world, the light of all nations, the light of truth, the light who scatters the darkness of sin, who floods our minds with the knowledge of what is right and what is wrong, of God's love for us. So the light of the Paschal candle and the light of the fire from which it's taken, that's blessed outside, symbolizes, represents, calls together, and brings together all of that reality. That fire is at the heart of who we are as people. Okay? Now, just so you know, I'm not a complete lawbreaker, at least not completely. We did call the city and say we're going to do this. They said, sure, go ahead. And so we did cross that little T and dot that I tonight, right? But the point is, let's make this metaphorical for a second. There seems to be, in many respects, always a burning ban on, isn't there? And not just about the kind of fires you put out in the yard, okay? There seems to be a ban on, I think in certain respects, the sharing of the faith, the spreading of the faith, the popularity of the faith, the attractiveness of the faith. And it seems sometimes that just, no matter what we do, people out there, and let's face it, us inside of our own hearts too, try and put out the fire, suppress the fire, ban the fire, squelch the fire. It's not welcome in our world sometimes. So burning bands are just like this thing, I guess, literally and metaphorically. They're just sort of always with us. The church has dealt with them for a long, long time, trying to put out the fire that is the Lord Jesus and our response to it, okay? In the face of burning bands, yes, we light a really big fire outside, literally. And we want to light one metaphorically, too, and say that shall not stand. There will not be a burning ban for the Christians, for the Catholics, ever. We will always spread the fire of the faith. So not only tonight did we light a really big fire, and it was cool, I will admit, and bring it into the building, which was really neat, isn't it? We did the unthinkable. We spread it everywhere in here tonight, amongst each other, right? Burning ban, yeah, whatever, okay? Around the room it spread. It was beautiful. Did you see it? And what did it do? It amplified the original flame, right? It took this little one right here as we spread it around, and it grew it and grew it and grew it and amplified it. It took something small and made it large. So we multiplied the fire. What did the Exalted say? I sung it toward the beginning of the Mass, that long hymn, And so they flame divided but never dimmed. Divided but never dimmed. That's the principle at work in tonight's celebration. Divided completely, but on the contrary, made everything brighter and brighter and brighter as it spread. It lit up the entire room. It was glorious. That's how it must be for the faith in every single era. The gospel must spread. It must be divided but not dimmed. It must multiply. And never mind burning bands, we don't care. We say, forget it. We're going to teach, we're going to preach, we're going to spread the faith. We'll divide it and not dim it. We're going to amplify the fire that was given to us at our baptism, the one little flame of the candle that our godparents held for us. We're going to expand it wherever we possibly can. We're going to catch on fire whatever we possibly can, wherever we go. We'll light fires everywhere. Never mind burning bands. We'll just light fires. That's the whole idea, no? But lest you think I'm totally reckless and you are reckless, that's not quite the point. Okay? Because the fact is, if you see what happened tonight, it was not a dangerous thing. It was very subtle. It was simple. It was slow. It was kind of quiet, kind of calm. That's how the church tends to actually be at her best. It's not so much that we want to work in defiance of the bands or the authorities. No, we kind of want to work in a steadfast, quiet, spirit-filled, confident, hope-filled way to show the authorities and anybody else that Christ is Lord, that Christ is alive. Christ lives in our hearts. He lives in our streets, our workplaces, our school hallways, in the halls of power, at the soup kitchens, at St. Vincent de Paul, at the DMV, at Kohl's, where we find ourselves. When we go out into the world, the flame's going to kind of just sort of go with us in a very subtle, quiet, steadily rising kind of way. Not a standoffish way, not a burn the bridges down kind of way. No, no, no. A quiet, simple, hope-filled, grace-filled, light-filled kind of way. Christ prefers himself to be amplified in that manner. How does he say it? A bruised reed he shall not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench. Gentle, subtle, but nonetheless powerful. And as time passes, you saw the room filled up. It's a presence, isn't it? So no one's got to shout. We just have to be. We just have to be bright. And as we are, the flame spreads. And before you know it, people go, wow, it's on fire around here. How did that happen? That's how Christ works. Usually it's very, very subtle. All this also, okay, this idea of amplifying the flame in the face of burning bands, which are always upon us no matter what, which we want to sort of quietly ignore and burn things anyway, as in burn up sin, burn up what's dark, burn up what's evil. So, yes, spread flame, amplify the fire, true. Also, okay, at work tonight in our liturgy, in our symbols, our sacraments of initiation. We're not baptizing anyone this night, it's true. We are at St. Mary's. But here, no. However, we're blessed to welcome tonight a new Catholic, a person baptized once upon a time in her life, who has grown up, who has decided that the Catholic Church is where she belongs. And so she comes tonight seeking confirmation and seeking the Eucharist, communion for the very first time. So Stephanie's here with her sponsor and with family and friends. So that is celebrated tonight, right? On the theme of amplification, okay? Stephanie, I'll embarrass you for a second, I'm sorry. Stephanie, along the way here, once or twice, has had to do these sort of public rituals. She said to me a couple times, I'm not going to shout. She's not a shouter. She's a quiet person, okay? The thing about it is that that's okay, right? It's like the fire. I think what confirmation does as a sacrament is it amplifies. It amplifies us. That's what it's for. It helps us spread further than we otherwise could all by our own devices. So don't worry, Stephanie, you don't have to shout. You don't have to have a loud voice. You just have to trust. Okay? And the thing about confirmation is it's going to amplify your quiet voice with the one who loves. Okay? All of us here who I hope are confirmed, same principles at work, all by ourselves, the voices are kind of quiet. God doesn't want us to, need us to shout at anybody. He will amplify us. He anoints us with his oil, anoints us with his grace, anoints us with his power to raise our voices with his voice, and to elevate our status with his status. So the church is all about amplification, okay? Of fire, we did it tonight, it was great, good job. An amplification even more deeply of the Spirit, of witness, of justice, of mercy, of hope, of good works. Confirmation, baptism, the Eucharist, they're designed to take our otherwise weak, frail, fragile, ineffective little voices and make them far, far greater as a joined to Christ's deep voice of truth that the world needs to, wants to, loves to, craves to hear. So, Stephanie, if you're quiet, no problem. If we are quiet, no problem. We just had to place ourselves at his disposal, and he will make us as loud as we need to be. So to all of us who I think sometimes wonder, where's the church going? Where's the world going? What's going to happen to it all, right? Easter night reminds us, among so many of the things, that our hope does not rest on our voices or our little flames that flicker and waver in the wind and sometimes go out. No, no, no. The church's future, the world's future, it all rests in the hands of the one who, as our first readings showed, has done works of wonder over and over and over again. He does all the shouting, and usually in very quiet kind of ways. Isn't it interesting how he does that? In him we rest, in him we hope, in him we trust. Therefore, who cares if we're quiet? He'll make us as loud as we have to be, you and me. And who cares about the burning band? He says, spread the flame of my love wherever you go, light of my truth wherever you go, in subtle, simple ways, and burning bands or no, my light will spread, my gospel will spread, my church will spread, and the world will become on fire with the love of me, who is on fire with the love of all of you. So is our powerful, risen Lord, who desires we amplify him wherever we go, wherever we are, wherever we happen to be. That's what it means to say he is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.